Since the Health Exchange went live online October 1st, more than 40,000 New Yorkers completed the application process for health insurance. Officials say the number surpasses the numbers reported by any other state. Donna Frescatore is the executive director of the official health plan marketplace, New York State of Health.
We had overwhelming interest in our website when we opened on October 1st, and we had a very, very high volume of traffic. We know that the vast majority of people who came to the website were, in fact, New Yorkers.
Frescatore says the system is working smoothly today.
People are going through the application, and they're able to get their eligibility determination so they can see what type of coverage they qualify for and whether or not they'll qualify for financial assistance. And if they're ready, they can go on and select their health plan for coverage that starts on January 1st of 2014.
Brian O'Grady, Vice President of Blue Shield of Northeastern New York, says for more than 3 years, the health plan has worked to ensure compliance with all mandates of the Federal Affordable Care Act.
The exchanges are a great opportunity, not only for the members and the citizens of New York to be able to go out there and for the first time really shop for health insurance and compare apples to apples, but it's also obviously an opportunity for the carriers to use this as an additional distribution tool to get their products out in front of more of the public.
O'Grady believes curiosity may have crashed many health exchange websites in the first few days.
I think a lot of it was people just really seeking information, and I think it not only was it the public, general public seeking information, but I think a lot of the brokers were out there, you know, first time going through the live portal and going to the live website and just seeing how easy it would be for them to navigate, and as well as the navigators, because these people now, the brokers and the navigators, are the resources for the members who are looking to enroll. So they want to make sure that they know how to navigate the site and can advise their clients and the people that they're working with in a professional manner. And the only way to do that is really to go out and look at the site itself. So I think that led to a lot of the traffic as well.
Donna Frescatore notes anyone currently insured through his or her employer does not need to sign up at the exchange.
Our customer service representatives, however, are available, and if people who have coverage now through their employer have questions, we do our very best to answer them. The rates that are available through New York State of Health represent, on average, a 53% reduction in the rates today for people who buy coverage directly for themselves and their family members, and that's before available tax credits. So we always suggest to consumers that come to our website that they check off the box to see whether or not they're eligible for financial assistance that will reduce their cost even further.
Frescatore adds that there are changes for New Yorkers enrolled in Family Health Plus, many of whom will become Medicaid eligible. Those in Child Health Plus will continue as they did before the advent of the exchange. There is more information at WAMC.org. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.